USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We will not forgive. We will not forget. We will hunt you down and make you pay.
That was part of President Biden's address to the nation following the death of 13 American service members in the terrorist bombing in Afghanistan. Biden saying it's been a tough day and confirming the attack was carried out by ISIS-K. The president was also asked if he's responsible for the recent events in Afghanistan.
I bear responsibility for fundamentally all that's happened of late.
Biden went on to say he inherited a pullout deal from former President Trump. The NFL chief medical officer is saying almost 93% of NFL players are vaccinated against COVID-19. Dr. Allen still saying it's a remarkable number and our NFL facilities are the safest in our communities. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
The weekly jobless claims rose slightly last week. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Thursday morning's Labor Department jobless report is showing the number of people on unemployment is going in the wrong direction. The number of Americans seeking jobless benefits jumped last week from a pandemic-era low. Initial filings for unemployment benefits seen as a proxy for layoffs reached 353,000 last week. That's up from the previous week's revised number of 349,000. Economists surveyed by Dow Jones expected to see a rise in claims due to COVID-19 worries across the country. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A top Fed Reserve official is indicating the central bank is going to begin pulling back on economic stimulus. Kansas City Fed President Esther George describing the start of a pullback as appropriate given the progress we've seen. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Dr. Jason Valentine, a physician at Diagnostic and Medical Care Infirmary Health in Mobile, Alabama, recently posted a photo on his Facebook page showing him next to a sign that says, quote, effective October 1st, 2021, Dr. Valentine will no longer see patients that are not vaccinated against COVID-19, close quote. Valentine saying he's currently in the process of mailing a letter to patients about his decision. He posted a copy of that letter online. As far as the legality of a doctor denying patients service, Quentin Brogdon is with Crane, Brogdon & Rogers. He tells USA Radio News.
As far as I know under the law, Tim, there's nothing that per se prevents a physician from terminating or even failing to start a patient relationship as long as it's not due to discriminatory reasons such as age, sex, race, sexual orientation, religion, or national origin. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 keeps doctors from denying service for those inappropriate reasons. But otherwise, doctors can deny care as long as, you know, a patient is not in an emergency scenario.
Doctors in Florida also walking off the job in protest of folks being unvaccinated in their state. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.